April 25, 1901. The Work in the South. J.E. White and E.G. White. Ellen G. White. Mrs. E.G. White. I feel an intense desire that those who claim to keep the Sabbath of the Lord shall take advanced steps as reformers, as a people who have the most sacred truth ever committed to mortals. I greatly desire that they shall do honor to the truth which as a mighty cleaver has separated them from the world and put them in God's workshop, to be prepared to shine as living stones in the temple of the Lord. They are to stand before the world in uprightness and sincerity, showing what the truth has done for them. When they do this, they will not only profess to have advanced light in regard to the perils that are coming upon the world, they will bear a living testimony by their consistent lives to the power of saving grace. God desires His people to practice self-denial and self-sacrifice. He desires them to remember that at immense cost to heaven, Christ clothed His divinity with humanity and came to this earth to live the life of obedience God requires us to live. I know not how to describe the way in which the southern field has been presented to me. In this field, thousands and thousands of people are living in wickedness and corruption, and they are right within the shadow of our doors. That field bears testimony to the neglect of a people who should have been wide awake to work for the Master, but who have done scarcely anything in this field. A little work has been done there. We have touched the field with the tip ends of our fingers, but not 1/1000th part of the work has been done that should be done. God calls upon His people to stand in a right position before Him, to heed the light given 10 or 15 years ago, that the abused, downtrodden people of the South were to be labored for and helped. We have tried to lay this burden upon our people, but they need not carry it all themselves. There are many not of our faith who will willingly help a work for the uplifting of humanity. The time is coming when the southern field will be closed, locked up, but this is not yet the case. One place where the work was commenced was closed against the workers, and because of this, the word went forth. The southern field is closed. No more money will be needed for that work. But is this the way in which the Savior worked? When one city was closed against Him, did He say that His work on earth was done? Had He done this, what would have become of us? When He was driven from one place, He went to another, and He has left us the direction. When they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. When your life is in danger, go to another city. And when they persecute you there, go to yet another place. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Shall we not take this advice? I thank the Lord that He has given us the power of discernment. We must educate the heart, the mind, and every capability which God has given us. We need not be afraid of rising too high. It is but little we can do at the best, but we can improve the talents God has given us. We will never have too much ingenuity, too much power to use in the work of God. That God who heard the cries of the children of Israel in their distress and came to their help will come to the help of His children today. In the providence of God, I came round through the southern field on my way here from California. I could not describe what I saw, which must have been very limited. But what little I did see filled my heart with pain and distress. I thought of how much might have been done if some of the money that has been invested in Battle Creek had been invested in the southern field. When I came to Vicksburg, I went on board my son's boat, the Morning Star. From the reports I had heard, I thought to find that boat fitted up very extravagantly. I found nothing of the kind. I want all to understand this. My son and his workers have lived on this boat because they could not get a house suitable to dwell in. The rooms on this boat are fitted up in the very simplest way. Look at your own homes and ask yourselves what they cost. No one can work in the southern field without some facilities with which to work. Those who take hold earnestly in the hardest fields should be provided for above those who have all conveniences. These destitute fields need help. Because one child is weak and sick, will you turn your face away and give all your attention to the healthy members of the family? That is not the way to do. The very hardest fields must be worked. The gospel is to be preached to every nation and kindred and tongue and people.
On Sabbath, I went to the little church at Vicksburg, which has been represented to you. There I saw the buildings which have been erected, neat and clean, without any extravagance. Nothing but what should be, where the work is established in new places. I saw the mission house, a two-story building, neat and pleasant, where two families live. Then there is another small dwelling house for the colored workers. The meeting house is just as nice a building as I could wish to see in a new place. It reminded me of our church in Kurenbong. When we talked of building a meeting house in Kurenbong, the brethren said that all we would be able to do would be to erect a very small, rough building, and that they did not think we could even do that much for a while. But in the night season, the word of the Lord came to me: Arise and build. Make of the building of this meeting house an object lesson. When I told this to the brethren, unbelief came in, and they said, We cannot do it. We cannot do it. I said, We can do it. And we did. Soon after that, we received in a letter from Africa a gift of $1,000 to help in the building of our meeting house. This gave our brethren hope and courage. The workmen labored at half price, and in a very short time, our meeting house was erected. This experience rose up before me when I looked at the church in Vicksburg, for the two buildings are somewhat alike. The church at Vicksburg is a neat, commodious building, and the audience who gathered to hear me speak on the Sabbath morning was composed of neatly dressed men and women with bright, intelligent faces. I was glad to hear them sing, for I knew that the angels of God were joining with them. Oh, it was good singing! It filled my heart with grateful praise. From Vicksburg, I went to Nashville, where I saw the different interests which have been started in that city. I wish to say there is great need for a sanitarium in Nashville, where the sick and suffering can be relieved. Such an institution would exert a far-reaching influence. The people would see that we have something they have not. As men and women are brought into connection with those who walk and talk with God, do you not think they will be deeply impressed? Are there not those here who will help the work in the South? While I was in Australia, I helped this work all I could, besides doing all in my power to answer the calls that came from the needy field in which I was laboring. I thought that if those in this country, in sight of the southern field, could only feel the burden that rested on me night and day for that field, they would certainly have done something to prevent the work dragging as it has done. Think of New Orleans, Memphis, and many other large cities in the South in which little or no work has been done to give the people the light of present truth. What excuse will those who have crowded into Battle Creek give to God for their silence and activity when He asks them why they did not, by their strength, ability, and means, help the people who so greatly needed help? The colored people of the South are diseased, soul and body, but still they are God's children. There are among them those to whom He has entrusted talents, and He calls upon us to awaken to the responsibility resting upon us to bring them to a knowledge of the truth. If it were possible, I would invest means in the southern field, but I have no money to invest. I have put all I have into the work in various parts of the field. If I had money, I can assure you that it would be at once invested in the work in the South.
In the name of the Lord, I ask those who have means to do what they can to advance this work. In all the large cities in the South, there ought to be places where the sick can be cared for, where the people can be taught to care for themselves. The people need sympathy and tenderness. In clear, simple lines, the truth must be presented to them. And those who go to the South to labor must go determined to stay. Too many have gone there who, not finding the field pleasant, have come back. God help us to remember that Christ came to this world even though it was all seared and marred with the curse, and here lived a man among men, working out for those who accept him a perfect character. He gave his life that we might have life. What are we giving for him? He says, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
God help us to wipe out the terrible stain that is upon our work because of the neglect of the southern field. 10 years ago, the money that should have been sent to that field was withheld from it. What account will those give to God who have closed their eyes that they should not see, and their ears that they should not hear? Our brethren should repent of that sin before God. We should enter the large cities in our country, move out from Battle Creek, and make plants in other places. Lift up God's memorial, the Sabbath of the Lord, in every city in this country. God will help you to do this. Then you will hear from his lips the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." The angelic hosts will help you in the work. As you impart to others, they will impart to you. I do not know what more I can say, what greater appeal I can make. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Christ says, "If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." There are places which should be entered. What will you do? May God move upon heart and mind, leading you to carry out the work he desires to have done for the most needy fields upon this earth. We need schools in the South. They must be established away from the city, in the country. There must be industrial and educational schools where the colored people can teach colored people, and schools where the white people can teach the white people. Missions must be established. Are there not those in this house who can go and take hold of the work where nothing has been done and build it up, as Brother Shireman has done? You have just as good a field before you as he had. God grant that instead of preaching, we may see some doing. May the Lord help us. May he help this people to work with the spirit of self-denial. May he give them clear perception and intelligence that they may obey the call of God. I beg of all for Christ's sake to work while the day lasts. Will you work? I believe that you will.